an old acquaintance of mine from whom I haven't heard in many years, and of course that's the difference between friend and acquaintance. Friends are with you always. They stand with you. They fall with you. Anyway, we were somewhat friends. But anyway, he wrote me an email asking for a favor. That's when they remember you. He said, I hope you're having a most miserable Lent. And of course, that means a good Lent. And like it couldn't be better if I tried. No amount of penances or anything else that I could do would be better than this that's going on, even though it's better, but not always. But today, we celebrate a very special and specific feast, which is so specific and so special that it falls twice in the year, in the liturgical year. In this case, it falls in the context of which it takes place. Today is a feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, sometimes called Our Lady of Dolors, and in some places called Our Lady of the Consolation. So we hope she gives us some consolation and compassion. So it is Our Lady who suffers with Jesus the whole Passion, goes with him, follows shortly behind. She was seeing everything. It was well portrayed in the movie, which of course is not scripture, is not perfect, but is very close to it, of Mel Gibson a few years ago, The Passion of the Christ. And I understand there's going to be a sequel, The Resurrection of the Christ. We'll see. Anyway, there you see that the Blessed Mother is following all the way. She's hiding behind the columns, watching as they scourge him to the bone, and then as they crown him with thorns and clothe him with a purple cloak, which of course purple is the color of royalty, purple and red and gold, and then hit him over the head and so forth. The shroud shows that they broke his nose, even though that is not part of the prophecies. Of his bones they shall break none. They were not speaking of that bone, the nose. And so the Blessed Mother is there. She doesn't run off like all the apostles did, except the young teenage apostle, St. John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple. And she's there. And of course, that's what she expects us to do, to be here, no matter what. And that's exactly what we have striven to do all the years of our life, especially since I answered the call to the priesthood at a very tender age. And the sufferings, if I could write a book, which I won't, I used to think I would, but I'm not going to waste my time, I have undergone are beyond telling. No wonder I'm reduced to like a wet noodle. Anyway, we have striven to follow Christ and the Blessed Mother step by step, no matter what it cost, no matter who said what or when they said it. And so we are here, and here we rejoice to hear again the gospel, Mother, behold thy Son. Son, behold thy Mother. And as such, we are supposed to live. And then, of course, we see everything else that surrounds it. And the sacred liturgy has for its hymn, for its canticle for today, the Stabat Mater, which we sing every Friday, especially during Lent, during the Stations of the Cross. Now, I am in so much of a communion with them that it is overwhelming for me, and I have no choice when or where what happens. But when I was in high school in the seminary, my spiritual director, who was a very holy priest, a very wonderful organist and composer, and I suppose he's dead now, but he was a very wonderful priest. He forbade me to say the stations anymore because it was just too much. And so I only say them here because of you. Otherwise, I would not say them. It is too much. And so tonight we will celebrate the stations of the cross. We will follow Jesus with Mary step by step onto the foot of the cross when at last he breathes his breath. At last he says, Imanus tuas Domine, commendo spiritum meum. Into thy hands, O God, I commend my spirit. And saying that, he gave forth his ghost, his spirit. And so today, we join as we are about to begin these wonderful and gruesome days of Holy Week. Let us hope that for you, as well as for me, they are gruesome. They are not supposed to be pleasant. They are not supposed to be fun. You are supposed to be suffering with Jesus and Mary. And if you're not, then there's something wrong with your spiritual life. So wake up and smell the blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.